Glancing at him, Donna said, "You don't have speech center damage, do you? In your, what is it called, occipital lobe?"
"No,"
he said, vigorously. "Do you have any kind of damage?" She tapped her head.
"Nah, it's just, you know, I have trouble saying it about those fucking clinics. I hate the neural aphasia clinics. One time I was there visiting a guy. He was trying to wax a floor. They said he couldn't wax the floor. I mean, he couldn't figure out how to do it. But what got me was he kept trying. I mean, not just for like an hour. He was still trying a month later when I came back. Just like he had been over and over again when I first saw him there, when I first went to visit him. He couldn't figure out why he couldn't get it right. I remember the look on his face. He was sure he'd get it right if he kept trying to flash on what he was doing wrong. What am I doing wrong? He kept asking him. There was no way to tell him. I mean, they told him. Hell, I told him. But he still couldn't figure it out.
The receptor sites in his brain or whatever, it usually goes first, Donna said placidly. Someone's brain, where he's gotten a bad hit or like that, like too heavy. She was watching the cars ahead. Oh, look, there's one of those new Porsches with two engines, she pointed excitedly.
Wow. I knew a guy who hotwired one of those new Porsches, he said, and got it out on the Riverside Freeway and pushed it up to 175. Wipeout, he gestured. Right into the ass of a semi. Never saw it, I guess.
In his head, he ran a fantasy number, himself at the wheel of a Porsche, but noticing the semi, all the semis, and everyone on the freeway, the Hollywood freeway at rush hour, noticing him. Noticing him for sure, the lanky, big-shouldered, good-looking dude in the new Porsche, going 200 miles an hour, and all the cops' faces hanging open helplessly. You're shaking, Donna said. She reached over and put her hand on his arm, a quiet hand that he had once responded to. Slow down.
I'm tired, he said. I was up two nights and 2 days counting bugs, counting them and putting them in bottles. And finally, when we crashed and got up and got ready the next morning to put the bottles in the car to take to the doctor to show him there was nothing in the bottles. Empty.
He could feel the shaking now himself and see it in his hands on the wheel, the shaking hands on the steering wheel at 20 miles an hour.
Every fucking one, he said. Nothing, no bugs. And then I realized it came to me about his brain, Jerry's brain.